5, 6, 7, 8.
Good evening, hello, everybody. Welcome to Notes from the Stage.
Happy Thursday.
I'm Callie.
I'm Ashley.
I'm David.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody's day today?
It was all right, you know.
You know, we're almost to Friday, so we're doing great.
I bet everybody's feeling that way, like, is super excited. Yes. Tomorrow's Friday.
We're past the hump day. We're almost to the Friday.
Hump day.
Yeah, we had Mother's Day last weekend.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Gotta love our moms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
I do love my Maja.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Mom.
So, I'm looking forward to this show.
I know you are. You've been talking about this.
I know. I'm obnoxious. I know. It is what it is.
It's okay.
So, in case anybody is just tuning in for the first time, we started doing, like, decades series where we started with the present a few weeks ago. Actually, quite a few weeks ago now. I think we're almost a month now, I guess. We started with the more current shows, and so we did one show of current movies that are musicals, and
yes,
then the next week we did the Broadway.
Yes.
Then the last 2 weeks we did, no, I guess 4 weeks ago, then we did the 2010s, right? That was, mm-hmm, feel, no, it was the 2000s. I'm like backwards here.
It's okay.
I'm like trying to like think backwards. But anyway, we worked our way down by every decade, is mainly what I'm saying.
Exactly. And so tonight we are on to the 1990s Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah, Ashley had a little fun with this segment.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I know three of the shows. I've seen three of the shows. I had to count really quick.
Well, yeah, the first one up, I don't know, you've never seen the Broadway of it. You've seen the movie of it.
Yes.
Because I know I haven't seen the Broadway.
I saw Broadway of Mamma Mia.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sorry.
Well, now you just ruined it. Jeez.
I know. And technically, I've seen Broadway of another one because we did it at in a high school at Southeast.
Okay.
I think it was the year we graduated, our senior year. Maybe the year after. So.
Which one was that? Because we graduated together.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, yeah.
It's in our Disney segment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna ruin it for everybody.
Well, you already knew the first one. I'm just messing.
Build up the anticipation. Ah! So tonight, why don't we start things off with a little Mamma Mia.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music,
for giving it to me. I'm the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for
Thank you for the music from the...
You're welcome. Sorry.
It's okay.
That was,
okay.
That was like a dad okay. joke.
Yeah. It's fine. From the 1999 Broadway show Mamma Mia, that's people who sang it, Paul Clarkson, Nicholas Kolikos, Hilton McRae, and Lisa Stuckey. As we know, Mamma Mia is one of my all-time favorites, and Mamma Mia 2 is coming out, and I'm super excited.
Hello.
Whoop, whoop. So, just some stuff, but that's the movie. We need to talk about the Broadway show,
yes.
not
Which,
the movie.
The Broadway has got a lot of accolades.
Yes,
it's got a lot of awards, a lot of, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
A lot of length in product, like how long it's been on the...
It's beaten a lot of things.
Yeah, no,
it's
definitely.
It's got a lot of... Yeah, yeah, anyway, you do you.
So, and at, well, it's okay. Apparently, over 60 million people have seen this show. And it, like, worldwide. I can't even.
We do great. When it gets to Thursday, I swear, it's like our day, our week has been real rough. And then we get here and flubs right and left. Yeah.
But it's grossed at least $22 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
So
it's a lot of pennies.
Its first production, original production, on May 27, 2016 in Virginia. It runs for approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes and then has a 15-minute introduction or intermission. I'm really screwing up here. I just need to
it's
stop
okay.
talking. I just need... I'm done.
Well, so it's...
I'm done.
It's played in about 50 countries.
Yes, it is. And so many... A lot of different
continents.
Languages. Like, it's really
22
cool.
languages. The newest one is now Finnish.
Ooh.
Not like it's Finnish, but...
No, but...
Language
yeah,
Finnish.
In, yeah,
yep, which
Finland.
I guess is like a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. But according to Google and the places that I was researching...
Well, and on top of that, did you know that at any given time or any given day, Mamma Mia is actually being on, like, it's running
on stage,
like, in 7 different countries?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's May 15th, 2005, it surpassed the original Broadway runs of The Sound of Music, The Lion King, The King and I, The King and I, and the Damn Yankees with over 1,500 performances.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a lot.
Pretty cool.
And it's been March 6th of 2014, it surpassed Rent to become the eighth longest running musical. However, it got dethroned in December 14th by Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it just moved down one notch.
So,
it's
Mamma Mia's. It's amazing. I love it. It's a good show.
Well, in Russia, it's the longest running show ever. As
well,
of 2008, and it's still going.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's been in Vegas.
Way to go.
Has
Russia.
Well over 1,000 performances just in Vegas alone.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun to go see it in Vegas.
Right?
Yeah. You know, actually,
we should go to Vegas.
We
I
should.
Know.
Yeah. The Lincoln
Vegas.
Community Playhouse just put on a production of Mamma Mia.
Yes.
They finished up last weekend.
Yeah,
was it good? Did you go see it?
No.
No, I didn't make it either.
I wanted to. Really, really
no,
bad. But
guess what we're seeing this? Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, this month.
Tomorrow,
yeah. Boy, my calendar hasn't told me yet what I'm doing, so it hasn't dinged me.
I know we're dating our show, but on the 18th, so tomorrow of May, we...
Wicked.
We're going to go
nice.
See Wicked.
Yep.
Nice.
I've never seen it, so... So excited.
I'm pretty
she
stoked.
Has
barely I barely got to see it, so
well
I'm very
sister,
very excited. This is gonna
get
be
excited
for us. Yeah, so pretty exciting. All right, on to our next song for the evening. We've got some
from 1997.
Yeah,
we have Jekyll and Hyde.
Of day.
It's society's mask, it's society's way, and the truth is that it's all a facade.
There's a face that we hide till the nighttime appears,
and what's hiding inside behind all of our fears
is our true self locked inside the facade.
Every day, people in their own sweet way
Facade, and as my cohorts here told me that it's not facade.
Yes, we had a little discussion about that.
As we're reading this, Facade from the 1997 Broadway show Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
I really want to go see this.
I thought it was facade for years. It's one of those it's one of those words that if you learn it by reading it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, anyways, yeah, no, this looks like a really good, well, it sounds like a really good show because I didn't watch anything. I listened to stuff from the show. I really like it. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it didn't seem to do so hot. It had about 1,500 performances on Broadway, and it made about $1.5 million, which sounds like a lot. I know, but I guess it didn't quite break even.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not
good. Not even close. So, not stellar. It did find a home, though, at the Plymouth Theater in the 2000. In 2000. It ran for about 4 years straight. It was just a resident show that was there.
Hmm.
So, you know, it found its little home there for a hot minute.
Well, let's hope the Community Playhouse puts on a production of it sometime.
Maybe. And say the one at the Plymouth Theater, they even made a... like they do with, I guess, NBC or ABC, who does the, like they just did
NBC.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
They did that. They taped the play
or
the thing, and they put it on DVD.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can maybe Amazon it or Google it. I think you can find it and order it and watch it that way.
Super duper.
In case it never comes back out, which I hope it does.
Super duper. I'm sorry, I'm yawning. Oh, it's been a long day.
Oh, my goodness. So So I guess they were also had talked. It was in talk for it to become a film. Mother. It was going to become a. You need to stop yourself. Well, that was random. Anyway, it was going to become a film. It has yet to be in production, but it was talks in, what, 2015 or so?
Well, they've kind of done some Jekyll and Hyde stuff with...
2015, and as of 2018 so far, when I did the research, it was not
Well,
done.
I mean, like...
No
in
script,
other,
no nothing.
In other, like... oh, no, like Jekyll and Hyde into a movie itself, no. But, like, the storyline of Jekyll and Hyde is in lots of...
Many, many movies.
Movies and shows and stuff, including Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
The original Scooby-Doo.
Did you and your daughter just watch that or something?
Yeah.
That, like,
Dr. Jekyll
that?
And Mr. Hyde. Yep. Yeah. That's...
Scooby-Doo Penny, is amazing.
It is.
It's amazing that it's still going.
Yeah.
They're
I even
still
had
still producing new content.
Did you know that actually Scooby-Doo, I was listening to a podcast, is one of my favorite to listen to.
Yeah. Stuff
about,
you should know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. About Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And... they were saying that even today they'll put out like fruit snacks or something like that or activities for children, and it'll be like, you know, Dora the Explorer or something that's going on right now, and the kids will always go to Scooby-Doo.
I'll believe it.
Oh, because not only that, Scooby-Doo. Let's be honest, I go to their house and they have fruit snacks, so it's not just kids that are buying these things.
Oh no, I love Scooby-Doo.
It's
yeah,
adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're in our 30s and I go to her house and she still has fruit snacks, a whole jar full of fruit snacks, Gushers, fruit roll-ups. That's why I love going to her house. It is like candy everywhere.
But, well, yeah.
It's great.
I know,
no it's parent great. Tell you can't get into it.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
But yeah, so I don't know. We've just been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo at home. It's good stuff. Well, I bought the original
Penny's
first and second seasons.
Loves it.
Oh yeah. Wow!
The third is not good because that's the one. That's when it changed. Mm-hmm. When it changed to the Scooby-Doo movies.
I loved it so much
that.
For
really
Halloween.
Mad.
Well, actually, I had it for a dance competition, but I bought a head to toe Scooby-Doo outfit that was like legit. Like you pull the hood up, but it was like the older. It looked like Scooby-Doo. I even had paws.
Wow.
I will find a picture.
No,
because
let's
Super Brandon. No. I will totally find a picture. It's in my picture somewhere at home.
Oh,
because
great.
On Superhero Day and high school for Spirit Week, Ashley and I and a couple friends, Nicole took her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't took her then, but now
it
he
is now.
Yeah.
She murdered him.
She played Daphne, or she dressed up as Daphne. Yeah. You dressed up as Scooby-Doo. I was... I was Shaggy. I had short hair and I was kind of a tomboy.
Yeah,
and
you were.
Until Ashley really introduced me to makeup and
I see.
Things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have really short hair and like spiky hair.
She did.
Did you make the little brush goatee happen?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Yeah. Like I drew lines on my chin and everything. Seriously, I would bring in
that was the costume though that kept on giving because I had to use it for a dance competition when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a mirrored thing, which you had like the Scooby gang on each side, and we even had Mystery Machine cardboard cutout things. And we did a whole like novelty dance to it. It was pretty lame. But anyway, I used that darn costume for everything. Mm-hmm. Almost every band thing that was like for Halloween or Spirit Week. Yeah, I used it all the time.
Nice.
It now has holes in the knees.
Didn't you throw it away?
We had to because it was
getting
rickety.
Lily.
It's nope.
Mm-mm. Just awful.
Should not use that.
Yeah.
It was old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, how about we go to... That was real random. Jeez.
Yeah,
how about next up we go to... Well, I guess we're going to stay in the 1997 to the Scarlet...
Pimpernel.
There you go.
Which I thought at first was Pumpernickel.
That is... Yep. I totally just stopped myself too because I was going to say that. We're doing great today.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
You, she is touching me. I would reach for her, but who can hold a memory? And love isn't everything. That moonlight on the bed will melt away. Followed like a star. Then suddenly you changed, and now I don't know who you are. Or could it be that I never really knew you from the start? Did I create a dream? Was she a fantasy? So when I look at you,
was When I Look at You
from the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not
so,
Pumpernickel.
Yeah, we all thought that was. So obviously it's had a few different revisions, like maybe, was it four or so different revisions of it? But it's got a following, I guess, of people called The League.
Oh. Just follow it all over the country?
Yeah, kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Things like that. More like cult classics. And they follow it. Yeah. And so
it's just so bizarre. How do they manage that?
I don't know.
Don't they have jobs?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And so when it came offline, that was what I was going to say. That's not right.
Off the stage,
The League kind of got up in arms. And it was right before the one of the Tonys or whatever. It was like 4 days before the Tonys. Anyway, they were like up in arms about it. So anyway, they forced another revival of the show.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, this is like a show that like will not die.
That's amazing.
That was finally like the last one. But it really just, it didn't do good. I'm sorry. It was weeks before the awards were announced, not when they would actually happen.
Okay.
So I think they were trying to push it to be in the awards, which obviously never happened. Nope, didn't happen. So it only had about, 772 performances, 39 previews.
Well, and you know, just to let people know that the show, it's set in England, France during the reign of terror of the French Revolution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The story is a precursor to the spy fiction and superhero genres, where a hero hides under a mild-mannered alias.
Yeah. So
that's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in October of 2015, when they were doing a show on PBS, the Frank Wildhorn and Friends, I can read, it's okay. They did an announcement, I guess, that in the next few years they were going to do another revival and it was going to go on tour again. But there hasn't been anything since. But once again, it's the show that just keeps, it's like a darn phoenix, just keeps coming back from the ashes.
Never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends.
No.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue. Okay, we're done.
Yes,
we're done.
All righty. Thank you.
That was spectacular. So, anyway,
I just wanted everybody else to get that stuck in their head.
Right?
I mean,
live
on.
In our world. Merry Christmas.
What have you done? What have you done?
We could have sang like the Teletubbies theme song or something.
Or
you
the one that
mean?
Your
like,
daughter now is into. The Baby Shark
Baby Shark Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a cute thing, except that when you're at, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, you can't sleep, and that's all that you can think about now.
You're welcome.
No bueno.
I know.
All right. So anyway, let's go to 1996 for the State Fair.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound to be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above.
more than the sight of the night in a light too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth,
shiny and silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing.
State Fair from 1996. It's a grand night for singing.
Yeah. Wow. I thought you were going to try to start singing it to me.
No. Aww. Sorry.
Boo.
Sorry. Yeah. Jeez. So State Fair, this was originally adapted for film in 1933, starring Will Rogers.
Yeah.
Then the film was remade as a musical and with original songs by Rogers and Hammerstein.
Yes.
That and
man
then
is everywhere.
Remade in 1962.
Is it just me? Like the Robert, they are everywhere.
Oh yeah.
I mean
yeah.
It's just, it, yeah. Anyway.
No, look. No, definitely. Everywhere.
At least maybe it's all the good ones. Maybe they're everywhere. Yeah. So maybe like let's redo that a little.
Yeah.
Did an awful lot of musicals for sure.
Yes.
Yes. Lots.
This one won a couple Tony Awards.
Yeah.
You know, for best original score, And then Best Featured Actor in a Musical.
Yep. Even had some Drama Desk Awards for Outstanding Feature Actor in a Musical and one for an Actress in a Musical.
Super fantastic.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey.
Ooh, it's my least favorite section. Yeah. Go Disney. Go Disney.
But before we get to Ashley and I's favorite section of the evening,
yeah,
we must tell you that you're listening to North...
Nortz.
Nortz.
Yes.
Nortz. I screwed that one up. You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Bye.
was Circle of Life from the 1997 Broadway show, The Lion King. And I gotta be honest, I'm not gonna talk during this. I'm gonna let Ashley take this away because she's super excited about all the information she found.
Well, it's not just that, but first of all, I am obviously way too gullible because that or Disney has way too much money on their hands. I don't know.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Do you remember a few weeks ago, you two especially will remember, because I was talking all about it, how I said how it was going to go to Antarctica. The Lion King on Broadway was going to Antarctica, right?
Yes.
I have video of it. There was plenty of articles with it. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
This was an April Fool's thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh,
sure.
Boy.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I did
no.
a lot more research. A lot more last night. Well, not last. Anyway, to do this. I kid you not. So I watched the video. They must have money just lying around to be throwing. And only that, but it's not just them. It's like the actors, the actual costumes. They went so far as to actually draw the outfits and make the costumes, okay? Like one, the Simba's costume was made with the polar bear fur that they said that they were going to have, you know? And they even had the actual choreographer and dancers. And you can see them practicing as penguins.
Wow.
Yeah. They had everybody from the director to the costume to the lighting to the president of
they
the
definitely have plenty of money.
Like stage. I forget.
Yeah.
Now. Right. So it went on and on and on. They even showed an actual cargo ship that they said, by the way, was going to have 22 of them, had the Lion King plastered all over that cargo ship.
I was wondering why there would be 22 like, freaking
icy,
cargo ships.
Icy water field, you know, like you would see like an icebreaker.
Oh, my Lanta.
I mean, they went so far. They even gave a release date, like when they're going to start airing it. Guess when it is?
What?
April 1st, 2019. There were so many things sprinkled in there that you think you would have caught it. I did not. So I like legit thought
that is so. Oh.
It was going to Antarctica. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, they even gave stats, man. Like about how there was only. I was trying to see if I can find it.
I feel bad. I feel like I should have caught this.
But the video was like, I mean, the video that they had that they posted.
Whatever.
The entire production.
We were.
Do people just have all this time on their hands to like be doing this?
Yeah, apparently they do.
And what, do they just start slapping their Broadway show's name on cargo ships?
Yep.
Just for giggles?
Yep.
Why would you do that? That doesn't make.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I had to like.
Obviously, why we were really excited about this is because, I mean, you know, The Lion King is like one of the most popular stage productions ever.
Yeah.
Carl likes it.
It's in its 20th year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
It's had.
Is it that good?
It is. Yeah.
What?
She's laughing at me. You're fine.
I'm actually laughing at David because I can hear him going.
Oh, okay. I thought she was laughing at me. Anyway, it's got, it had 24.
I have nasal congestion. How dare you?
It's okay,
How
David.
How dare you?
Oh, my goodness. So since
my
it
bad.
Hit Broadway.
No, it's okay. It's just my issue. I'm sorry.
She's so special. It's had 24 global productions. 90 million people have seen
Not
it.
Antarctica.
Not Antarctica. Oh, my goodness.
It's performed in 8 different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got, let's see here, which ones?
Japanese, German, Korean, French, Dutch, Spanish, Mandarin, and Portuguese.
We're amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess
yeah.
Though it's currently running in Broadway, the London's West End, Hamburg, Tokyo, Sapporo, maybe? Madrid, Mexico City, a place I can't pronounce, Holland, and there's some other
stuff around North America.
A total for 9 productions
if it ever
running concurrently across the globe.
If it ever comes anywhere near here, we are so going.
We are so.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I thought it was. Or did it? I don't know.
But you know what? The one we're pulling up next, I really wish came back around at some point.
Oh, I was going to, real quick side note, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Because the 90s seemed like it was so long ago, right?
It does, actually.
I looked when the Lion King very first came out, right? They didn't think it was going to do that
as
good,
well as it did.
Right? And then it just kind of exploded. So just to think this one through. Back in 1997, one ticket would have cost you anywhere from $50 to $60 to go see it. Today, minimum of $150.
Ugh.
That's on the low end.
That's
my
not
goodness.
Surprising.
Yeah.
How does anyone afford to go ever?
Yeah.
Right? Well, and
exactly.
This Beauty and Beast, or I guess not Beauty and Beast, sorry, The Lion King became the first Broadway show to break $1 billion $1 billion.
$1 billion,
and that was in 2013, and it is still going strong.
Wow.
Good for it.
Anyway, that was random. That was my little random side note, because I did a little Google search.
You're okay.
You're welcome.
Up next, we've got another one of our favorites that we love to play. Yeah, oh, and do. I think we're going to dedicate this one to Jim.
To Jim.
Yep. Yes.
But this is a song that I haven't heard because, well, it's on the Broadway.
It's on the Broadway show. Yeah. Yeah.
So this would be something new.
Yep. So, Jim, I really hope you're listening this evening because this one's for you. So that was If I Can't Love Her by Terrence Mann from the 1994 Broadway musical Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Which was, obviously, this was adapted from the 1991 animated Disney feature film. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Beauty and the Beast is fantastic.
Yeah, so it kept all eight songs that were in the film.
I think Jim thinks it's fantastic.
We're in the
It's like one of his favorite movies.
He hates the thing. Hates it with a passion. But you're welcome. So it kept all eight from the animated film and added six new songs.
Yes.
Which some of those songs have now been added into the live action.
Yep.
This one has not. This is still
There's
solely...
There's like two or three of them or whatever that came into the new movie. Yeah, yep. It just came out in 2016.
So Broadway's does offer a few songs that still are not in any film adaptation.
Yes.
That are just solely Broadway.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. I think it adds something new. You know, when we were listening to also like the Aladdin soundtrack for the Broadway one, I really like that one. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're not here to talk about Aladdin. We're here to talk about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Beauty
became
and
the 10th longest
Beast.
Running Broadway play.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that so bad.
I know. It'd be really good. Man. Especially the costumes.
Yeah.
I think that'd be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this was on, obviously, okay, we were just saying this was on stage or whatever, but when they closed Beauty and the Beast,
mm-hmm.
they were getting ready for what musical, actually? Do you know? Do you know?
I did
the Little
data.
Mermaid.
Anyways, I was like, I did the data for this, but I can't remember.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, no.
Who cares? But yeah, Little Mermaid. That's one I'd like to see.
Which
that actually came to Pinewood Bowl last summer.
I'm just going to throw out there. If you were doing so good, which ran originally when this one came out, once again, it was not expected to do
as well as it
as
did.
Well as it did.
Yes.
The people have spoken and they said,
yes,
let it be. I don't know. Anyway, they said, keep it, right?
Yeah.
Why would you take one off, right? Like, why not just keep them both on? I mean, I like they say they'll compete, but they're completely different.
Expensive to run both of them.
Yeah, but they're making it made over what, 1.4 billion worldwide. I think they have money. Obviously, if they're just having money laying around to make a whole faux
Lion King one, yeah.
So I'm saying they have money.
Yes.
I mean, I know right now I think they're all out running. I don't know about Beauty and the Beast. Is it still out right now?
I am pretty sure it is. I don't know.
I don't remember if I read or not that was, but.
So, yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, it's like, if you're doing so good, why take it off?
Right? Well, just because they were afraid it would divide the audiences and cause competition between the two shows.
Maybe.
And then at the same time, Disney had three other shows running. So all at the same time. So they had The Lion King, Tarzan, and Mary Poppins.
Oh,
so
that's right.
So then they were going to pursue it, but they just didn't. But they didn't leave it open because they didn't want to compete, so. Whatever.
You had to wonder, like, Broadway, if it, like, looked just like Disney. Like, you walk down, like, Disney at Epcot or whatever, just all these, like,
right?
Disney films just on Broadway right there.
Exactly.
That'd have been crazy.
Exactly. You know, in this production, there was a lady who also played in Hercules.
Oh, yeah. What was her name, though?
The girl who played Meg. Last name, Egan. What's her first name?
Oh,
that's going to drive me nuts. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. But anyways, she, first name is escaping us. First name or last name is Egan. And she went on to voice Meg in Disney's animated
Hercules.
Film in 1997.
Yes.
And then she became a popular voice and film actress after that. I don't think she went back to Broadway after that, actually.
No, but why would after you? Reading. So much easier
exactly.
just to sit in the studio.
Yep.
Way more fun.
So, yeah. All right. Next up, we have got... Well, that obviously finished our Disney thing.
So now we're going to jump back into the timeline,
yes.
I guess, and go to 1995.
Yep. With?
Jane.
Eerie?
Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre.
There.
Thanks, David.
No problem.
Thanks for the assist, David.
Yep.
You mustn't be revengeful. You have to be strong to offer good for evil, return right for wrong. We must not hold a grudge, and we must learn to endure then as God is your judge, at least your heart will be pure. Forgiveness is the mightiest sword. Forgiveness of those you hate will be your highest reward. When they bruise you with words, when they make you feel small, when it's hardest to bear, you must do nothing at all. Forgiveness is the simplest vow. Forgiveness of all their crimes is your deliverance now. Know the gospel is true. You must forgive those who lie and bless them that curse you. When we will leave this world, and then the injustice and the pain and the sin will fall away from us, and only the spark of the Spirit will remain, returning to God, who created it. You must never lose faith. You must never lose heart. God will restore your trust. And I know you're afraid. I'm as scared as you are, but willing to be brave, brave enough for
With one look you'll know all you need to know. With one look I'll ignite a blaze. I'll return to my glory days. And they'll say Norma's back at last. This time I'm staying for good. I'll be back where I was born to be. With one look, I'll be a man.
Well, we just played it back-to-back for everybody, hoping we can fit some more music in into our show and everything. So the first one was Jane Eyre. The song Forgiveness from 1995.
Yeah.
And so, the next one, Ash, was?
With One Look from Sunset Boulevard.
Sung by Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
So I found something. Anyways, about Jane Eyre.
Yeah, so I found something really cool. They started this thing. Well, not started, but was it October? I have to count. Jeez. October 21st, 2017. They had what's called a touch tour, which sounded kind of odd. Right? So what they did is they had performers or performances live had live audio for people who are blind.
That is so cool.
Right. So that they could come up and touch the set and see what, you know.
How stinking awesome is
right?
that?
Right. And the costumes. They can touch the costumes. Anyway. And so then they also
get a better idea of what's mm-hmm. going on.
So they all wore headphones. So then as the play was going on, after they've touched everything, right, it was like, okay, well, now Jane is going this way, or now this person's... It told them where they're spatially located and things that are happening that they can't visually see.
That is awesome.
Right? So not only are they hearing the actors, but then they're hearing the people and whoever it was. I don't know if it was other stagehands or what, but were in their ear.
Oh, man, I love that. That's
so that
amazing.
Was really cool, isn't it? I've never heard of a production doing that. There probably has been, and mm-hmm. I just haven't heard of it yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right? It's very inclusive, but it was just a one-night thing that they did. Real random. I know, but it's cool.
That's awesome.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Then the next one was Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Starring Glenn Close. And she's singing this production of it. It was actually based on a movie. The book or whatever. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. Guys, don't get mad at me, please. So anyways, this plot is actually, it revolves around Norma Desmond. She's a faded star of the silent screen era.
There was a movie in 1950.
Yes.
That's based off of.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. So anyways, she's living in the past in her decaying mansion mm-hmm. on the fabled Los Angeles street.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Yes, I do like that.
I wrote it. Anyway.
Yeah. Romance, tragedy, all of the above.
Yeah.
Yep. So, guess what, everybody? Unfortunately, our time is done. Bless you, David.
Thank you. I covered the mic, so I'm not sure anybody heard it.
Well, we didn't blow any speakers out, so.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
David sneezed, in case somebody didn't hear that and then wondered why Ashley and I both said, bless you, David.
Excuse me. My allergies.
We hope you all enjoyed our show this evening on 1990s yes. Broadway musicals that came out.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Next 2 weeks we'll be doing
it wouldn't be 1990, it'll be 1980 if we're going 80s. By decades, right?
Yeah.
1980s 80s. Movies.
Yeah, next week will be the 80s movies, which I am so excited.
Dude, I'm pumped.
I mean, I thought I was going to be excited for the 90s, but it's getting better.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to the 50s, which I feel we're going to have to do a 2-hour. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
I know. We'll talk.
But the 50s was,
we'll
you
talk,
know.
Talk amongst
we'll talk
ourselves.
Because I just can't handle it myself. Literally can't.
So we hope you guys can join us in next week and every week right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this has been Notes from the Stage.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody. Good night.
And have a wonderful weekend.
Yes. Woohoo!
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. sigh and say goodbye, goodbye. I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie. I flit, I float, I flee.
Must I?